Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy holidays. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and you're listening to LSEC Publishing Radio. I hope you enjoyed hearing Jingle Bells. I have to confess, it is truly one of my favorite Christmas songs. And I'm the type of person where, you know, a few years ago they were saying, don't say Christmas, say holiday songs, say just happy holidays and, you know, holiday this and holiday that. Why still call it a Christmas type song? And it's like the Christmas season for me. Maybe I'm just old school and a little hard-headed, but I do want to wish everyone happy holidays because I do know we all celebrate various holidays. But I am enjoying this Christmas season. Now, I have a special guest that I have not heard from as of yet, so I'm going to assume for now she may still be able to dial in. She's an author, and her name is Sheila Peel Miller. And you are listening, by the way, to LSEC Publishing Radio. If you'd like to dial in during the course of this broadcast, you're welcome to do so by calling 626-213-5738. And again, as I said, hopefully Sheila will be able to dial in. A few shows ago, I was playing some sound bites of what's been happening here in the Midwest and actually in a lot of areas with this crazy weather. So let me play a couple of those quick sound bites that I played in a few other shows, like this sound bite here, the one of shoveling. Now, no doubt, a lot of you are out there and you are doing some shoveling, and this soundbite here, this has become one of my newer personal favorites. You have to listen to this one. This is like the walking in the snow soundbite. What do you think of this one? Well, I think most of us would have to walk in snow, especially snow of inches and so many feet, are probably getting a little tired of it and a little exhausted of it. So what I'm going to do for you now is play a few more Christmas tunes, and hopefully Sheila will be able to dial in. She is an awesome author. She's written three different books. They have the titles of Painted Picture, Daylight Coming, and Pray for the Wicked. Pray is spelled P-R-E-Y. She's co-hosted the African American Read-In in Chicago as well as the Detroit area, and she's the co-founder of the annual New Bern Literary Festival and Book Fair in New Bern, North Carolina. So hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to her, and if not today, I know people get so tied up, especially this time of the year with the holidays upon us and so many things to do, including shopping. So if we don't hear from Sheila, I will certainly book her for another show. So let me play a couple of songs for you, and I hope you enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
the beautiful sounds of Silent Night. I just love it, and I hope you do too. I see I have a caller here on the line from the 352 area code. Go right ahead, caller. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I am doing very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, okay, Florida. So your temperature, I know, has to be better than in the Chicagoland area. What kind of temperature do you have?
Well, it's been real hot the last 3 or 4 days. Very sunshine every day. So I'm blessed by that to be here.
Well, can you send us some of that warm weather?
Oh, I wish I could send y'all some of that warm weather.
How about 10 degrees? Can you share just 10 degrees? Not all of it, but just 10 degrees of it?
Oh, yes, I could. But if I had that kind of work, I would send it and make sure y'all get that kind of weather.
Well, I tell you, I was in Florida a few months ago, Miami, and it was rainy during that time. But I know it has to be better. But I heard a few days ago the temperature had dropped. I think
it was
20-something.
Yeah, which was Monday. Monday past, it was cold. And Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday it had cleared up, so we had supposed to have a good weekend this week.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I hope you do. Like I said, your weather, I know, has to be much better than our weather. Now, I had a guest that was scheduled for tonight, Sheila Peel. I have not heard from her as of yet, but have you had the time to listen to some of the other past guests and shows?
Oh, yes. This is the reason why I had called, and I see that you interview authors or you are authors or whoever. So I had this call to fill I'm also an author too.
Oh, okay, wonderful. So first, what's your name and what kind of books have you written before?
My name is Steve E. Wright, but this is my first urban book I had wrote, just now been published in October 18, 2010.
Oh, wow, congratulations. How does it feel to be a published author?
It feels great. You know, just like when I received my first copy of my book, that's just like holding a newborn child. And that's a good feeling that go through your body. So that I started on since 2007. And I just got finished August of this year, and I just got published in October.
Oh, wow. And what's the name of the book?
The name of my book is Bloodline of a Mafia.
You said Bloodline, and what was the rest of it?
Bloodline of a Mafia.
Bloodline of a Mafia.
Yes, ma'am. It's urban literature, you know.
The book about?
Oh, it's about a young kid by the name of Gary that he was, bad condition. Predicament after he was put out of school, so he had turned to the street life of Vaughanville, South Carolina, and over the years after he'd known the streets, and he came up in a former mafia organization. So he's trying to continue his mission that he would put to carry on, but the cops trying to stop him for his organization and bring him down to the end.
Oh my goodness! So this sounds like definitely a book for adults, right? You're not writing for like the kid market.
You know, this for adult. This urban literature.
And where can people buy copies of your book?
Oh, you get it off Amazon, online bookstores like Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, Borders, and you could go to your local bookstore at desktop, and they'll purchase your copy. It's available in softback, hardback, and ebook.
Oh, nice! Now I've considered going the ebook route. Do you have any concerns about using ebook and people maybe sending copies all over, or do you think it's protected when you use the ebook?
I don't think really the ebook is protected because I know one of my customers that with me on Facebook had brought a copy of my book on ebook, and so she say once it's downloaded that you could send it to a friend, and I wish I would never put it in ebook, but people got their ways around anything that they prevented.
Yeah, you're right about that, because I think it was a couple of years ago when Steve Harvey's book came out, and I saw that all over the internet in PDF format form, and I thought, I don't know if I should go the ebook route. But at the same time, are you glad you did it with the Kindle being popular and other ebook reading tools?
Yes. I rather just have any softback and hardback, but I think I did good with Kindle, and Kindle, it's slow because a lot of people now, especially doing the iPod and everything that, but some people don't have the time to sit down and just take a book. Like me, I read all different books. And I have a book collection with about 200 books, and I read all, like Jane Patterson, all sorts of books. So, mm-hmm. So now they then came with that e-book and Kindle, so they could download it and just read it.
Yeah, and I would think it makes it easier, and then the price for the customer, as far as I know, is less expensive, but my concern is just security. Oh, my gosh. But I assume you went through copyright protection and all that, right?
Yes, ma'am. I did all that. I have copyright, ISBN number. I did all that.
Oh, nice. I
won't put my work out there without a copyright. I just like giving it to somebody. Yeah.
That is just the truth. Now, you're now in the hard stages, right? The writing part was easier. All this marketing, that's the harder part. So are you ready for this harder part?
Yes, ma'am. I had when I first was published on the 18th, so the November 12th, I had my I had a release party, and I had over 300 people there, and I sold 20 copies, but that gave me confidence to build myself. I knew that I'd go out to different places and sell myself to the world. And so after me, a couple of weeks after I'm sending out press releases and stuff to different little bookstores and stuff. So, and one bookstore out of Miami, downtown bookstore in Miami, they had called me. They had a book fair down there, which was the 19th through the 21st, just gone. So I went down there. It was 5,000 people was there. And, I sold about 3 copies, but I happened to got my book put in the store down there being my first time down there at the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of times the bookstores will take you on consignment if you go in, and they'll pay you as each individual book is sold, and you may want to check to see if they have any local author events that may help too.
Yes, ma'am. And
now, do you think you'll branch out outside of Florida, or you prefer to sell your books just there in Florida?
No. My plan and my goal is, I want to go anywhere that I possibly can, and I gotta get well known. I can't, just because the book out there, that don't mean because I wrote a book, it's going to sell. So I got to keep on motivating myself to go to these different places, and hoping the Lord continue to bless me. But I got a book signing next month, the first of the year, which at Miami University of Miami College in Miami, Florida, mm-hmm. on the 12th of February. One of my friends I went to school with, she got a hair salon back up in Warrenville, South Carolina, and she invited me today to do a signing at her shop. So, as the days and months go, I got to get out there and put it out and let it be known.
Oh, nice. And that's the way to do it. I mean, it takes that legwork to, just stay motivated and also to talk to other authors to see what are they doing and what's going on, how are they promoting it. And I don't know if it's Miami or Orlando, but I know there's a huge book fair that goes on every year in Florida. Are you aware of what that book event is?
Yes, ma'am. I just left there on the 19th, the Miami Book Fair downtown.
Oh, okay. Now, how did you like that?
Oh, well, that was real nice. It was, it was over 5,000 people there, and you got the chance to mingle with other authors, y'all talk about y'all status and, get to know each other. But that was amazing, for me to see something like that, my first time in being an author and going out there to promote my work, and that was a blessing.
Oh, okay, so the event you were talking about, that was the book fair that you had gone to. Okay, because I know New York has a bunch, and usually here in Chicago there's one major book fair called the Chicago Printers Row Lit Fest that takes place, and it's really hard to sell the books. You know, that's the hard part. So are you thinking about you just doing it by yourself, or are you considering hiring some help, like a publicist or someone to help with the marketing?
Oh, yes. I got that idea too, but I know that it's hard. It get hard, but, you know, yeah. And, you know, marketing is like, you got to continue to go with it. You also need help. So I'm also taking advice and listening to other authors because, you know, I can learn from, you know, I can learn, this, you know, like authors that have been out there a while and publishers that have been, and that known the ages and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know here in our area, we found that libraries are really good. So you may want to check where you are, too, to see if they would be open to you coming in, talking about your book or talking about writing, especially if the subject matter is just on something dealing with writing a book or publishing, because people will then come out, even if they don't know you as the author, they'll come out to hear that subject matter. So you may want to check different libraries, and I know you mentioned one of the colleges, you know, just to see. And also book clubs are really good, to touch base with different book clubs to see what's going on, because a lot of people think the writing is hard, but it's the selling and pushing the book out there. Oh, my gosh. And I love what you said before. It's like your baby.
Yes, it is. I went to the library December the 7th, and the guy had called me up, and he interviewed me about the book, my book and stuff. He asked me that I had many more to come. I said, yeah. But, you know, and one author I had met now in Miami, named Sanchez, and he had told me his first one was easy, but the second one is harder. So he told me, you know, it's the point of not giving up, not quit. You got to keep on going down that road.
Now, did he mean in regards to writing it or pushing it out there to market it?
Pushing it out there to market it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would agree with that, because as far as knowing how to put it together, I mean, once you know that process, then you have that down. But the marketing, oh, my God, you know, unless you're picked up by a major company or you're working with a literary agent, especially if you self-published, and I know that's the route I took with my titles, and I'm assuming you probably self-published as well, just based on how quick that turnaround time was.
Yes, that's why I did self-publish, and I had an idea to send it out to a publisher, to a traditional publisher, but I say, you know, self-publishing, so I just went along with self-publishing.
Well, you know, I mean, self-publishing is still a great way to do it. It's a way you can exercise your entrepreneurial spirit and get your work out and market it. And just from the way that you called in tonight to talk about your book and what you do in your work, I mean, that shows, you know, you have that spirit and that work it's going to take to get the book out there and to keep pushing it. So, you know, I think even though it gets hard and it is hard to do, I mean, I think you are definitely well on your way.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get there, and, you know, the strength of God, you know, to keep me going up that ladder, climb up that ladder.
You're definitely doing it. I mean, if we look at people like Michael Basedon, when he was here in Chicago, he used to talk a lot about selling his books initially in his car, from the car, the trunk of the car. So, you know, it's all about the efforts that you put into it, you know?
Well, I think I did good since the date it was publishing, since the October the 18th, and you know, for me, my first time, I already sold 60 copies, so I'm thinking I'm doing good this climbing, you know, but I got a lot more to do, so like, you know, everywhere I go, I take my books with me and let people know, if they don't. Some people might not have the money, but I also get my information out, my postcard or a business card or whatever, you know, because, you know, somebody down the line might know and say, well, I know this guy with a book, nice, decent book, so they pass it on. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, then that way they take that information and they could spread it on. And then, you know, all these different social networks, anywhere from MySpace to Facebook on out, you could certainly post the information out there. And then just as you dialed into this program, there are tons of other authors that are out on Blog Talk Radio and that do other internet programs, so you can ask to be a guest on their shows as well. So definitely keep doing what you are doing. And you never know, your next book may be on how to market a book.
Yeah.
Now, you have mentioned with this, you know, the way the economy is, I know a lot of what we've done here in the Chicagoland authors is lower the price of the book. So do you find you have to do that, or you just keep it at the same price and tell them, pass your information on?
Yeah, you know, some, you know, like the book is like right now is at $20. So when I get my copies, I feel like this, you know, as they got it online for $19.99. I feel like, you know, being somebody with a published book, I feel like, you know, like most books are now like $14.95, $15. If you go in or order them offline, or you go to Walmart, it's like $11, $12. Or somewhere, mm-hmm. But I try not to do, if it's $20 on the online, I try to unless I go it's $15, and if I do go with $20, it's gonna be, I don't give out something free with it. It might be, you know, like last time I was doing free T-shirt and I had a lot of my customers that told me, this is my first time seeing Oprah give out you buy a book and get a free T-shirt.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
So, you know, you got to put out, I mean, you got to give something in order to know to get there. I mean, you know, so, yeah, I got the $20, but, you know, if I ain't got the T-shirt, I'd just sell it for $15.
Well, I tell you, like I said, you have already so many great ideas and things that you're doing to get your work out and push the book out. And certainly, like I said, you know, as you need help, you know, talk to friends and family to see, because sometimes, you know, they may help direct you towards other groups that may want to hear you, or, you know, if you want to go to, like, religious organizations or, as I said earlier, any type of book clubs or libraries. But it's all about the effort we put into it, you know, and it's, like you said, it's our baby, you know.
Yeah.
It's our project that we're trying to, you know, get the word out about. So I tell you, I am just proud of you, and I definitely congratulate you on your very first book. Let me see if I can find a little sound bite here with an applause on it.
Well, I'd like to thank you.
Oh, no, go right ahead. What were you saying?
I'd like to thank you for giving me the time to come on your show and, you know, promote my book and tell the people, you know, talk to the audience and stuff. I hope I could do an interview with you one day.
Well, you are definitely welcome. And tell me again your name. What I'll do is certainly keep this show out there. So if you want to download it, you can. Or as other people come on, they can certainly listen to it. And please tell me your name and your title of your book again, please.
My name is Steve E. Wright, and the title of my book is Bloodline of a Mafia.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name is Wright?
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay, otherwise I can see me now. I would have put it out there. It's probably R-I-G-H-T or something. Well, I will definitely keep this show out here, and as I send my emails and my information out, I will definitely pass it out. And is there an email and or a website where people can reach you as well?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got an email. It's bloodlinebooks@hotmail.com. That bloodlinebooks@hotmail.com or write.steve123@yahoo.com. And my website is www.bloodlineofamafia.com. Bloodline of a Mafia all together.
All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for dialing in tonight. And I hope that you continue to listen to the show. And as I said, I will definitely keep this program out there, and I will change over the information that titles it under Sheila's name, and I will put your name and your information out there, and I'll add you to my email list and certainly circulate your information. And if I can ever do anything to assist you in your writing journey, definitely let me know. Drop me an email or contact me, and if I can help you in some way, I'll definitely do my best.
Yes, ma'am. I would thank you for the help and thank you for the support and thanks for letting me talk over your air. And that's
a
real
blessing.
Well, you
are welcome. You are truly welcome, and you enjoy your holidays as well. Okay.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Same to you. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too, Steve.
Bye
bye. Well, everyone, we were truly just treated by listening to Steve E. Wright. He was talking about his brand-new book called Bloodline of a Mafia. And I tell you, it was a joy speaking with him, and I highly recommend everyone go out there and get a copy of his book. And I appreciate him dialing in. Also, I appreciate him listening to this program. My name again is Teresa Banks, and this is Elisek Publishing Radio. Don't hesitate to become a friend of this show so you can follow it and find out who the guests are going to be and the subject matter. You could do so by going over to blogtalkradio.com/Elisek, and Elisek is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. Also, what I'd like you to do is listen to some of the past shows if you have not heard them already. You can, at that very same blogtalkradio.com/Elisek website, you can pull up the archives under an area called Episodes on Demand. And if you'd like to reach me, if you have any questions, comments about the show, you can do so by dropping me an email at mailtobanks@AOL.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And during this holiday season, you know, so many people are dealing with job loss. If you can, see if you can donate, whether it be your time, whether it be your toys that you may have, extra toys or toys you can buy, or dollars you can spend, please consider other families that are out there that could really use some help during this holiday time. With all of that said, I hope that all of you enjoy the upcoming days that we have left of this new year. And until we speak again, take very good care of yourself. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye for now.